Hi there, this is Ellis Starr with your Key Races and Bets podcast for Saturday, August 3rd. We're just about halfway through the great meetings at Saratoga and Del Mar, and there's some great action this weekend. As always, this podcast and the written version, the Key Races and Bets blog, sponsored by our friends at Amwager, amwager.com, A-M-W-A-G-E-R.com, a great legal online betting site with lots of perks for the bettors. Check it out, amwager.com. And to get the written version of the podcast, go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and Ellis Starr's blog. We'll start this week's Key Races and Bets on Saturday, August 3rd, with race 7 at Saratoga. This is the Lure Stakes, a great race run every year. And lukewarm morning line favorite Luke Cullen could be very tough here as he returned from a 14-month layoff last month to win a turf route as if he'd never been away, beating graded stakes winner Noble Indy pretty easily. Saez was up for the first time for the win, and we can expect even better second off the layoff for this lightly raced 5-year-old who's 4-for-8 on grass and who missed by a neck to Yoshida, who we will see later on the card in the Whitney Stakes, in the fall of 2017 in a stakes on turf at Belmont. The 113 Echo Base speed figure Luke Cullen earned last time out is the best any horse in this field has ever earned. So repeating or improving upon that effort, particularly if no other horse moves up markedly, means Luke Cullen is going to be tough to beat. That doesn't make the race unplayable, because for exactly as well as a small win bet at decent odds, we have Say the Word, who is an improving 4-year-old dropping out of the Grade 2 King Edward Stakes at Woodbine at the end of June, where he ran a respectable third behind Synchrony. Prior to that, Say the Word took blinkers off for the first time, and that resulted in a very nice 7th-to-1st rallying win on the Belmont grass. Junior Alvarado was up for both races, rides back, and the 106 figure Say the Word earned last out was a career best. Although short of the 113 Luke Cullen put in 4th, there's still potential for that race to be improved upon, as the horse is in the best form of his life. Considering he opens at 12-to-1, there's potential for a profit. Projected and Ticonderoga are horses to use on the B Pick 3 ticket. We can start here, as well as Exactus. They do have some chance to run well. Projected finished 2nd in last year's Lure as the 2-to-1 favorite and drops from Grade 2. Before that, he missed by a head in a stakes similar to this one. Ticonderoga won in March following 7 months off and was overmatched in the Grade 1 Turf Classic. Last time out, after the Turf Classic, he ran in the Poker Stakes at Belmont. He lost nearly all chance at the start when he stumbled, but was closing fast late and was beaten under 2 lengths by the winner. In the Lure Stakes, race 7 at Saratoga on Saturday, August 3rd, post 4:31 Eastern, Luke Cullen's a win bet at 2-to-1 or more. And for a smaller amount, Say the Word's a win bet at 7-to-2 or more, adding a place bet at 5-to-1 or better. When you make multiple win bets, you should always try and use a dutching tool to do the work of allocating your wagers for the best profit. It does the math for you. You can pick how much you want to bet or how much you want to win. An Amwager has one for free that makes betting 2 horses in a race very easy, among other great features at amwager.com. For the exact, though, we'll play Luke Cullen over Say the Word, Projected, and Ticonderoga. And then for a very small amount, maybe just $1, box Say the Word, Projected, and Ticonderoga in the exacta. And for $1 also, play Say the Word, Projected, and Ticonderoga over Luke Cullen in case he runs 2nd. Now I have a couple pick 3s to start in this race. 2 tickets. The first one, in race 7, use Luke Cullen. In race 8, we'll use all 7. 7 are entered. And in race 9, Vino Rosso, McKinsey, and Yoshida. The 2nd ticket, in race 7, use Luke Cullen, Say the Word, Projected, and Ticonderoga. In the 8th, we'll just single Covfefe. And in the 9th race, Vino Rosso, McKinsey, and Yoshida. I'm going to take a pause here in between this first race of the podcast at 4:31 Eastern. We're going to go over to Mountaineer for a couple big stakes, starting with the West Virginia Governor's Stakes, race 7 in Mountaineer on Sunday, August 3rd, post, Saturday, August 3rd, of course, post 4:55 Eastern. Although drawing 12 horses, this race quickly boils down to 2 win contenders, in my opinion, Sir Anthony and Silver Dust. Sir Anthony opens at the higher odds, so I'll start with him, 5-to-1. On this tough knocking colt who won 4 of 9 last year, including the Harlan's Holiday Stakes at the distance last December. He was 0-3 this year before taking the Grade 3 Cornhusker last month with a career-best tying effort, a 107 echo-based figure. Cotto was the key to that win, in my opinion, as he got back on after four races with other jocks, and he had ridden Sir Anthony for the win last November, the only other time Cotto rode the horse. Sir Anthony does come from way back, so we'll need to avoid trouble, but Cotto did exactly what needs to be done with a closure like this, because he took him four wide, and in spite of that, the horse did his thing, as he can again today to earn his sixth win on conventional dirt in his 11th start on the surface. Silver Dust is the other win contender. He battled head-and-head the entire length of the stretch last month, coming up a head short to the very tough Pioneer Spirit in the non-graded stakes Indiana Downs. Earlier this year, Silver Dust proved he belonged in graded stakes by winning the Grade 3 Mineshaft and three-quarters of a length short when second in the Grade 2 New Orleans Handicap. He went off form for one race, but rebounded last out, and that shows he'll be tough here. He's been first or second in 10 of 21, so he's almost a shoe-in for the exacta if he doesn't win. Note, also, very important, Silver Dust worked four furlongs at Churchill Downs on July 26 in preparation for the race, the same distance and the same date as West Virginia favorite Mr. Money worked, whose next race, who's also trained by Brett Calhoun, so it's very possible they worked in company, and so Calhoun has potential to get a stakes double on the card. In the 7th at Mountaineer on Saturday, August 3rd, the West Virginia Governor Stakes with a post of 455, bet Sir Anthony to win at 2-1 or more, and also, if he's 2-1 or more, bet Silver Dust to win as well, and don't forget to use a dutching tool to split your money and allocate it for the best profit. Since Mr. Money in race 8 is a free square, in my opinion, we'll just cut to the chase and play a double to make some money. In race 7, a Mountaineer plays Sir Anthony and Silver Dust. In race 8, use Mr. Money, and that's it. Moving back to Saratoga for the test stakes, race 8 on Saturday, August 3rd, post 5:06 Eastern. And Covfefe is the fastest horse in the field on many levels, having zipped 107 and 6/10 for 6 furlongs at Pimlico on Preakness weekend while destroying a good field by 8 lengths with gas left in the tank. She faced older fillies for the first time last out, was beaten just 3/4, and now returns to 3-year-olds only, ready to rumble with a scintillating 111 and 2/10 6 furlong work on July 19th, followed by a half mile and 47 and 8/10. Covfefe's earned all 3 wins leading from start to finish, the same as the last 4 wins for Serengeti Empress, who's drawn inside of her, and the same for Please Flatter Me. But Please Flatter Me was the one that was beaten 8 lengths by Covfefe in the Miss Preakness in May, and Serengeti Empress is coming out of longer races. So I think it's pretty probable Covfefe runs them off their feet here. With that in mind, with Covfefe opening at 5-2, the question is how to make money, because I don't think she'll go at 5-2. However, the morning line favorite is Bellafina at 2-1 and not seen since finishing 5th in the Kentucky Oaks. She did win at 7 furlongs that in January with a 102 figure, but wouldn't hold a candle to the 113 Covfefe earned in her race at Preakness if they both repeated their best efforts. And Bellafina may be prepping for 2 turns where she won the Santa Anita Oaks prior to the Kentucky Oaks. So she might not be asked 100%. If Bellafina ends up with the favorite, then a win bet on Covfefe might definitely be a low odds overlay win bet. Otherwise, we'll play pick 3s that we started in the last and going forward as well. So in the test stakes, race 8 at Saratoga, post 5:06 on Saturday, August 3rd. Covfefe's a win bet if she's 2-1 or more. Otherwise, we'll play a pick 3. In race 8, play Covfefe. In race 9, Vino Rosso, McKinsey, Yoshida. In race 10, Desert Isle, God Stormy, and Capital Tempest. Or, if you want to, not too expensive, use all in race 10 because you're using a horse in the 8th and 3 in the 9th. And I think there's 10 horses in the 10th. So that's a $30 ticket. Moving on, race 9, the Whitney Stakes, post 5:46 Eastern. And I really like this race because I think Yoshida, who opens at 10-1, can post the upset just as he did last year, winning the Woodward at 6-1 over this track at Saratoga. The Woodward was his first start on dirt in his 11th career race, and it was a thing of beauty as he rallied from 10th to 15th to earn a career-best 116 figure. 2 months later, the Breeders' Cup Classic, he ran as well. He just was against better horses and came on too late. 13th of 14 early, finished 4th, a neck from Thunderstone in 3rd, and 2 lengths from the winner. The key here is the jockey chance to Rosario, who had never ridden Yoshida prior to last year's Woodward and has not ridden him in 4 races since then. Bill Mott has this horse ready to run, in my opinion, second off the layoffs since returning from Dubai, And I think Yoshida can run big at Saratoga again. And if he does, he'll win his trip to the Classic for the second year in a row. McKinsey, the heavy morning line favorite, is a tough competitor who has only finished worst and second once in 11 races. That poor effort coming in last year's Breeders' Cup Classic. Since then, McKinsey had won the Malibu and the Alashiba while placing in three other stakes, most recently in the Met Mile with a 1:17 figure. That effort came in spite of trouble, and I believe he might have won without the issues. Smith usually doesn't make the same mistake twice, so McKinsey should be considered a very strong contender in the Whitney, albeit at short odds. Vino Rosso is an improving four-year-old who tied his career-best 1:14 figure, winning the Gold Cup at Santa Anita at the end of May. Not seen since then, he's been in steady training at Saratoga. He won the 2018 Wood Memorial at this 9-furlong trip, so that's not a problem. He may only need to step up his game a little bit to be competitive in this race, which is certainly possible as he's a four-year-old and still fully not mature. Thundersnow doesn't have the probability to win, in my opinion, as the previously mentioned three, but he could easily run well and be part of the exacta trifecta as he's been in his last five races. Two, of course, were wins back-to-back in the Dubai World Cup. His three U.S. starts were good. He missed by a head last fall in the Jockey Club Gold Cup, and his most recent race following this year's World Cup, he finished third in the Met Mile, only a neck by McKinsey with the same 1:17 figure McKinsey earned. For the exacta, I will throw in Monongahela for second as an improving type coming off one of his best efforts of his career, winning the Island Stakes at Monmouth in June. I'll take a stand against Preservation, as who I adored last time out, because this is a much tougher group and his career best 1:10 figure really doesn't look to be improved upon and isn't good enough to beat either of the three win contenders. In the Whitney, race 9 at Saratoga, 5:46 Eastern Post on Saturday, August 3rd. Win bet, Yoshida 2-1, a true key bet. Place bet, 5-1 or more. A smaller bet on Vino Rosso might be warranted, 7-2 or more, and if you bet both, don't forget to use a dutching tool to help you allocate your money for the best profit. Free one at Amwager, so check out Amwager, please. Exacta box, Yoshida, McKinsey, and Vino Rosso, not a box, actually. Exacta, Yoshida, McKinsey, and Vino Rosso over Yoshida, McKinsey, Vino Rosso, Thundersnow, and Monongahela. Don't forget, you can get the written version of the podcast, the Key Races and Bets blog, at amwager.com. Go to amwager.com, click on Handicapping and LoStars blog. Go make some money this weekend, and we'll talk to you next week. Good luck.